been obstructing bad days, getting in the way of ugly people, ugly in temperament. No ugly people need apply here. We just want to change lives one person at a time. How's
that's
that?
Right.
That sounds like it's almost overwhelming, Jennifer, doesn't it?
That sounds overwhelming, but I'm in. I'm up for a challenge.
She's
Let's
in,
do it.
And that's good. You'd be happy to know that France has banned ketchup from school cafeterias in an effort to force healthy eating. They're putting a limit on French fries.
But why ketchup? I know it's got sugar in it, but you can make natural ketchup that's not so bad.
I don't know. Hmm. Check out the story at DougStephan.com.
Mustardists.
Let's find out what Pam Popper thinks about that. You ready? Pam Popper runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus, Ohio. She is also highly sought out as a speaker because every time I want to come visit her, she has a speaking engagement someplace else.
Weird how that is, huh?
It is. There's something. Maybe I ought to read into that a little bit. Pam, by the way, check out their website, wellnessforum.com. So Jennifer and I were just talking about France banning ketchup as a story at DougStephan.com. I remember when Ronald Reagan was president, there was a big to-do. People laughed about someone in the administration suggesting that ketchup was food. Remember that? Don't you remember that?
Well, that still goes on. I don't know if you know this, but, you know, the USDA does all these surveys about people's diets.
Yeah.
And so when they fill out their diet questionnaires, for example, if you wrote down that you had cookies, the flour counts as a grain. Mm-hmm. And the raisins count as a fruit.
Right.
And so it
I makes, like how they think.
Yeah, well, it,
yeah,
it makes it look like we're doing a whole lot better than we are from a dietary perspective, because if cookies count as grains, my gosh, you know, half the population's eating enough grains
right.
every day.
We're doing a wonderful job taking care of ourselves. All right, so there are a number of things that have happened the last week or so about parenting and health. The parenting and health issues. One of the primary targets of my largesse is the vaccination guideline that's set out Human Health and Human Services. Vaccines. Good, Doug. Vaccinations. That's a common. I see. I get paid by the word, Pam. And if I put two words together,
you get a bonus if you make up.
Right. I get a bonus if I make up a lot of words that explain things. So anyway. U.S. parents are ignoring vaccination guidelines, and the government is dismayed. Parents are delaying or skipping recommended vaccines. As a matter of fact, 1 in 10 parents completely disagrees with the government's vaccine recommendations. And I wonder what your parents taught you, and more importantly, what you're passing along to people who are soliciting that information at the Wellness Forum.
That's a really good question. And first of all, I was taught by my parents to follow doctors' advice. I grew up with this reverence for doctors, and I think in some ways that reverence might have been a little justified based on the doctors that I had as a kid and the relationship that my family had with doctors. But that certainly has changed over the years, and I've grown to be very suspicious of medical authorities, and I teach people to be just as suspicious because I think their lives depend on it. Mm-hmm. And in reference to this vaccination schedule, I think, first of all, there tends to be a lot of polarization. The anti-vaccine, don't ever get a vaccine under any circumstances. And then the other side of the issue is this ridiculous vaccination schedule that medical authorities are promoting, right, where a kid gets inoculated with 49 doses of something like 12 vaccines by the time they go to school. That's ludicrous. And we know, I mean, the vaccine courts in the United States have been paying out claims since 1991. The federal government, in its own strange way, acknowledges that there are issues. So the thing that's disturbing to me is that more and more parents are finding out that that there may be problems, and saying we're not going to vaccinate our kids either according to the schedule or not at all. And instead of the federal government saying maybe we should be looking at this issue, there's just more pressure brought to bear on parents to vaccinate their kids. And you know, many states are trying to pass laws that take the choice away from parents, and I am strongly against taking parental authority for kids away from parents. I mean, you know, if I had minor children at home, I would be hysterical at the idea that I don't get to make those decisions for my own family.
Well, the government far-reaching into actually, you and I have never had this conversation, but I'm wondering or guessing you are probably the same place as I am when it comes to the government and just pushing an agenda that isn't even, never mind whether it's in our best interests or not, but it's not what we want. We ought to be able to decide for ourselves what's in our best interest.
Particularly when it comes to what we do with our bodies. I do not, as an adult, I don't want to be told what I have to do. And I get emails and calls all the time from people in the healthcare business who work in traditional settings like hospitals that are being told this year, if you don't get this flu vaccine, you can't keep your job.
Yeah.
The Cochrane Collaboration evaluated a flu vaccine several years ago and determined that they're worthless.
Yeah.
And we know that they can be harmful, not to everybody, but if you're the person that gets harmed, it doesn't matter that you're a member of the minority. You still are the person who got harmed. So this idea that even adults are being coerced into having these vaccines is very frightening to me. The overreaching, you know, reach of government is frightening. And I think, you know, this is where we get into a lot of issues about which people disagree. But
yeah.
You know, if we give the government authority over our financial institutions, you know, it's the slippery slope. Every time you give up something to the government finds other ways to grab and hold. And so while it's fine and good for people to sit around and say we don't want these nasty financial institutions to have autonomy, well, I'll tell you what, if you don't protect the financial institutions' autonomy, who's going to protect your autonomy as a human being to just decide what you want to do with your own body, in this case, vaccination. So I am for limited government, and this government's you know, government's willingness to take over and desire to take over functions that should be left to individuals and companies is very scary to me. I mean, I really feel our liberties slipping away here.
Yep.
In this country.
Willingness. Mrs. Stefan, are you?
Yeah, Mrs. Stefan. And Pam and I don't even know each other that well, and she's an echo chamber for my thinking. Willingness isn't maybe even the word. We got to give over and give up, in a sense, or too many of us do. Now, though, that's changing. Do you think not that this has anything to do with wellness, but the protesters, the Wall Street a bunch, do you think this is the sort of thing that the people who are protesting are protesting?
Oh, no, they want something for free.
Yeah.
I mean, what they basically
want
to do, and this aggravates me a lot. I mean, I've built a very successful company in the healthcare business, and at one point in time, I worked 120 hours a week and did it for 14 cents an hour. So now the idea that what I'm supposed to do is turn over the fruits of that labor to a bunch of people who just think it isn't fair that they don't have it, well, you go work for the 120 hours a week for 14 cents an hour. You too can be where I am. So
yeah.
I think that group is looking for a free lunch, and that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about just getting government. What they really want is government to get even more involved,
yeah.
and to go after people like you and I to do even more. And again, I want government out of all of our lives. What government does best is run the military and provide essential services.
They don't
keep them out of the healthcare
business. They don't run the military. Well, that's where most of the fraud, corruption, and abuse is.
Well, that's true.
In the military. So, yeah, it's easy for us to take pot shots, but it also is easy for you to do things the right way. There's the right way, the wrong way, the government way, whatever, however you want to have it. I'm one who likes protests no matter what they're
Oh, I do
form.
Too.
I love protests.
Well, I do too, because I think that people speaking out is encouraging no matter what they're speaking out against or for. So I'm not one of these people that thinks that we should shut these people up. I don't think that at all. We live in America. That's the whole idea. If you have you can have an idea I disagree with and organize 3,000 people to go promote it. That's fine. But do I agree with this particular group and what they're seeking? Absolutely not. And the frightening thing, though, is that I see more and more of the big government pro-social programs group. They're noisier than some of the rest of us, and that's what's a little scary.
All right, so then it's time for us to make more noise.
We need to make more noise about a lot of things, including this vaccination issue.
Right.
This is something everybody in your listening audience should be paying attention to at the state level. And when the state goes to make starts to make noises about passing a law that takes your rights away, you need to get involved and scream and holler.
All right, before we run out of time, the fellow who won the Nobel Prize for Immune System Studies, secondary, he died before he got the prize, but immune system, what do you know or what do you want people to know about how they enhance their immune system?
About vaccinations?
No. Not without vaccination. What do they do? What does the Wellness Forum tell people who subscribe to its philosophy or its thinking? What do you tell your folks, your clients, your customers to do to enhance, build up their immune system?
Eat well. Eat well, and back to the issue that we started with, which is vaccinations. You know, people getting sick and recovering is part of how you build immune function over time. And part of what is dangerous about a lot of these childhood vaccinations is that we've basically decided that a kid should never get sick with anything, and we're going to inoculate them for everything. And there are new vaccines in development right now to address other childhood illnesses. And so you need that experience as a child of being ill and recovering from it. You have immunity for life. That's why we have people in their 30s getting mumps. They were inoculated for it as kids. They get it when they're 35 instead of when they're 7. This is a very bad idea. But in addition to the vaccination issue, which we started our discussion with, eating well and exercising and keeping yourself lean, those are ways that you build a strong immune system. And it's not exposure to germs that determines whether or not you're going to develop colds, flus, as we're getting into this season here. It's the condition of the internal terrain of the body. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm around sick people all the time. I don't get sick, and the reason is because I'm a very unfriendly host for bacteria and viruses and that sort of thing.
I've heard that about you.
I'm a very unfriendly host. Well, if we ever manage to get you to Columbus.
I'm telling everybody
who wants me to come and speak in 2012, you don't understand, I can't make any plans.
No plans.
Stephen hasn't told me his plans.
That's right, exactly. All right, this is great food for thought. Check out thewellnessforum.com. Dr. Pam Popper here on Good Day at 19 after the hour.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com.
With economic news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead?
Music.
This is Bill Hyde with a special self-reliance report. Studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in the headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others to help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down under pressure. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. That's why I'm excited to announce we've published a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanything.com. That's readyforanything.com. Take swift and decisive action by getting your copy today at readyforanything.com. That's readyforanything.com.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Moment of silence now for Paul McCartney.
Don't say that.
Oh, he got married again over the weekend.
People think he died.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness,
now he wowed his new bride. What's her name, Jennifer?
I don't know.
Nancy Chevelle. Chevelle.
There you
Chevelle.
Go.
What's her story? She's very wealthy.
She's rich.
Yeah, apparently she has almost as much money as he does.
Well, how'd she get it?
I don't know.
How is that possible?
Well, it's possible if you marry well the first time around. Possible for her to do with Pam Popper.
Okay, but how do you end up marrying two rich guys like that? Come on.
Yeah.
Well, let me go see.
It's pretty easy. That's a lot of women who are rich.
Why do you assume that she married to get rich?
I hadn't finished my story unless she did what Pam Popper did, worked hard and created something. It could have been either that or some other circumstance. But, you know, that's how women get money. It's how men get money. Men marry into money. Women who are wealthy. It happens rich all the time. That doesn't mean it's the only way.
I have a hard time finding somebody with just a job.
Yeah. Great.
I don't know. I need some tips.
So, was she an American or is she a Brit? I've forgotten.
I
saw a picture
of her. She's an American.
Oh, she is?
No, I think she's American.
I don't know.
Yeah, she's very tall and slender. I remember seeing a picture of her recently when they started hanging around. Paul McCartney got married again this weekend. That's what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen.
My mom cried for hours.
Again.
Oh, wow. She's a board member of the New York Metropolitan Transit Authority.
Yeah, but that's not what she meant.
Vice president of a family-owned transportation conglomerate that includes New England Motor Freight.
Okay. That's it.
Interesting.
New England Motor Freight is a big trucking company. It serves the Northeast. What else is there, Richie, that she has?
That'd be it.
That her, but she didn't start it. Her family started it, right? Father started it, probably.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So, as I said a minute ago, when I was so round, I could hear the boos, people yelling at their radio when I said that. You're born into it. Sometimes you make it. There are lots of different ways that you have money.
A couple attended synagogue services the day before out of respect to Nancy's Jewish heritage.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Upon their marriage, she becomes Lady McCartney.
Lady McCartney.
That's right.
So, where is her home in America?
New
Jersey?
She's
a New
member
Yorker, isn't she?
Of the New York Metropolitan Transit Authority, okay. I guess she would.
Yeah, all right.
I'm going to assume.
New York City. Okay. Well, but the New York Transit Authority, I was confusing it, sorry, the New York, New Jersey Board of, what's this, the Port Authority.
Yeah.
Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. Not the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So she has, how did they meet? How did the two of them find each other?
Match.com, I think.
Right.
Could you imagine, Paul McCartney on Match?
Paul McCartney on Match.com. Yeah. A lot of people try to fix up folks they think are of like interest.
And they run in social circles.
I think that they're family friends.
Are
that
they?
They've been, I think I saw that they've
they
known each other through their families.
Yeah, but what do they have in common?
He's money.
Yeah,
they can roll in money for fun.
Right.
Yeah. But guy runs a trucking company, or a family that runs a trucking company, how do they have connections? I suppose it's, you know, I'm thinking it through.
She's 51, so closer to his age than Heather Mills was.
What are you talking about? He's 69. Mm-hmm. But close.
Heather Mills was what?
40-something?
30-something when they got married. Yeah.
Yeah, on her 32nd birthday.
Yeah. But that they got married.
That's when they got married.
32nd birthday?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a hard thing sometimes to bridge, that age thing. Video of the day today at DougStephan.com, a wild killer whale trying to communicate and mimicking the sounds of a motorboat. You're going to get to hear that. You can check it out on your own, or you can hang around for a few minutes. We have the audio from the video of the day coming up here on Good Day, 28 past the hour.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, despite an underwhelming response to Apple's iPhone 4S launch, Verizon and AT&T have already exhausted their pre-order supplies. Sprint has some models left online, but future purchases won't ship for a month. AT&T stated that this was the most successful iPhone launch to date. In other news, a computer virus has infected the systems of the U.S. Predator drone fleet. While the virus hasn't caused any harm to military missions, security experts are currently unable to efficiently remove it. Predator drones have previously suffered from a number of security flaws. And finally, the Department of Homeland Security is testing a pre-crime detection system called FAST for future attribute screening technology. The system tracks things like body movements, voice pitch changes, eye movements, and breathing patterns to determine if the subject is about to commit a crime. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stephan's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
I'm in a state of caffeination, got all my fingers shaking, must have been my large Americano, mochino, macchiato. Now the family's gone to bed, and that's my favorite time to get some tips on better rates. Cause my State Farm guy answers late, and even when it's not my agent, someone's standing by so patient. Getting coverage questions answered helps me to relax. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Doug's looking for research materials.
Doug apparently has a new big word coming for you.
I know.
All right,
is
don't
it
going to
be
scared.
Eternity like, or is it going to be something else?
I thought
else?
You fell out of your chair again and then something just looking for his dictionary.
Oh, good. And he gave up looking for that and found his kazoo instead.
I can't find my dictionary, but...
I like when you laugh in your kazoo.
Whenever I get out the kazoo, Charlotte gets extraordinarily curious about what's going on. She has her two eyes are fixated on. She's sitting right underneath me, right underneath where those of you who can get a shot, we're not on video today, but you've seen around my studio, and I have this big round desk where everything is, and Charlotte, just enough room underneath it for Charlotte to get in under my feet. So when I do something that's silly like this, she gets out of her. She's been snoring loudly in her chair this morning. Jennifer's been getting a kick out of that. And so she's just awakened from a sound sleep to the sound of my
It's the way everybody should wake up, Dougie, listening to you blow your kazoo. I'm going to play the comb harmonica for you, I think.
Are you? And now she's actually, it looks like Charlotte wants to play the kazoo, too. You want to play that? She's sniffing
it
all.
I'm feeling your kazoo will need a new kazoo if you let her play it.
Yeah.
Are you kidding, Doug? They swap spit all the time.
Yeah. All right, anyway, that's it. How I get off onto that is it was the kazoo is in the way of my dictionary. We have been using words here today, and I want to get some specific definitions of words. We have, as usual, four or five things cooking at the same time. That's just kind of the way it works. In our conversation, your conversation, the events of the day, the people of the day. We've been talking a little about Paul McCartney getting married. Let's see. We've talked a lot about Steve Jobs, or Jobs.
Jobs.
Jobs. We were off on a discussion of oil earlier. I did not ask my 2020 News Quiz question when I had the moment, but I think because we have about 4 minutes left in that window, for those of you who may be new to the program, what I try to do at 20 after most hours is ask a question for which there is a fairly clear and concise answer. I don't try to trick you. It's more aimed at creating conversation. And so as we were talking about the Russian oil companies and the individual private owners of oil companies and the big corporate entities, yada, 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 what I didn't ask, what I came across in my research, is how many barrels of oil a year we use here in America. So what's your best guess? 800-510-8255, or you can look it up quickly. It's fine, whichever. It's aimed at enlightening those who are unaware. We know how much we use. You know how much you use. I know how much I use on the farm and elsewhere. But how much do we as a collective, in terms of billions of gallons, because that's what it is. Actually, more than that, it's hundreds of billions of gallons because it is billions of barrels. And there are 45 gallons. Most the barrels that we are used to dealing with, if I buy 55-gallon drum of antifreeze, for example, or oil for the farm, 55 gallons. It's 45, however, is what's 45 gallons are in a barrel of oil. However, I don't know. That's not important to our discussion. What is important is for you to figure out how many barrels a year of oil we consume here in America. 800-510-8255. We're known as the largest consumer of energy, although that title is quickly diminishing, like many of our other titles, to the Chinese. They're not up to our number yet. They're about three-fifths of the way there, I understand, from last time I got any information on this. So how many billion barrels of oil do we consume a year here in America? You know the answer? Help yourself. 800-510-8255. Okay, I promised a few minutes ago that we would have the audio for the sounds of the killer whale. If you go to DougStephan.com, or if you have already, that's swell. The wild killer whale that we focused on there, trying to communicate, and it sounds, it's next to a motorboat. It sounds, mimicking the sounds of the motorboat, and we've got the audio from this. Richie, you've got that handy? That's the whale.
Aww. That's the cutest thing ever.
My son would be hysterically laughing at this, thinking he's making, like, passing gas noises.
That sounds like my electric pizza.
It does sound like something kind of bad.
Running out of fuel, yeah, right. Fun for the feeble-minded.
Isn't that funny? The interesting thing is, he puts his nose right up against the motor as he's doing it. Like he's right up at this boat, touching the boat.
Yep. And does it look like the people in the boat are nervous?
They're not showing the people in the boat. It's just, he's kind of, it's almost like he's rubbing his face up against the boat.
It's because he already ate them.
Yeah. Oh, no, here's a guy. No, the guy's leaning over, petting him.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was really, yeah. Yep. It's really, I find that kind of stuff amazing. Just amazing. All right, here's something else that I find amazing. The words of the day today, infinite, immortal, eternal. Do you know what it mean? What infinite means, really and truly?
More than forever.
Extending indefinitely was the first meaning that I found. It's endless, infinite, equals, if we were doing a semantics, I mean, I'm sorry, a synonym, infinite would equal endless. Everybody pretty much agree with that?
Sure.
Right? Yeah.
If you say so.
Infinite. Well, I mean, think about it. Infinite and endless.
Right.
Aren't they correspondingly correct?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So what's the...
Infinite has, to me, though, has more of a long...
It's beyond endless.
Yes.
It is kind of, isn't it, huh?
Endless seems kind of like earthly.
Yeah.
Infinite seems beyond that. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Okay, that's fair, Richie. I think that is fair. Yeah. I'm with you on that. I thought that, but in terms of infinite and endless are easy, it's easy to grasp endless. There is no end. When I was taught the term infinite, no beginning or end is what I was told, and I think it was in Sunday school, because I asked the question, what does that mean? There is no beginning and no end. And you hear me, even today, use that term frequently, right? There is no beginning and no end.
I understand no end. How do you have no beginning? There has to be a beginning.
I don't know. If there's no end, why does there have to be? That's right. You hear these stories about the Big Bang Theory. We all started, but what created...
What was the bang?
The energy to get it to bang.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There had to have been... It didn't just happen. Right?
But see, as humans, we're tuned to want a beginning, a middle, and an end. That's just what we're looking for.
Right.
Because that's how we categorize things. But it really does make your brain hurt when you realize that's really not how the universe works.
Yeah, it really is. All right, so one of the other words of the day is immortal. Immortal means exempt from death. Is that too simple?
When I think of immortal, I think of Hulk Hogan, because that used to be his thing. He was the immortal Hulk Hogan.
Right. Imperishable. Connected with or relating to immortality. It always drives... I used to give people a failing grade when they used the same word to define the word they're talking to. What is it? Immortal means that you are open to immortality. So what does that mean? Nothing. Exempt from death. The gods of the Greek and Roman pantheon were immortal.
Where do I get that card?
A person whose fame is lasting is immortal. Nah,
mm-hmm.
That's back to what Richie was saying before. It sort of is all about the here and now of it. Immortal. You heard people talk about their, or minister maybe, immortal souls, some religious person. You know, it, imperishable is kind of okay. But going on forever, that's how I define it. Going on.
Yeah, never ending.
Not stopping or ending. That's what I'm putting down.
Right? Jen told me about a date she went on recently. She said it was never
immortal.
Ending.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. All right, let's find out how many barrels of oil. Mike is in Virginia, Minnesota. What do you think the number is, Mike?
I think it's slightly over 6 billion barrels per year, sir.
Where did you get that number?
Actually, I have it in my head. I deal with a few operations up in northern Canada in the tar sands. They have proven reserves of about 300 billion barrels. And so when you hear them talk about places like drilling in Alaska or places like that, and they're mentioning that there's 50 or 60 billion barrels of oil, it's barely enough to last for 5 to 8 years.
Right. You're closer to 7 billion, but you're close enough for government work. Somewhere between 6 and 7 billion a year. And yeah, using those numbers, if you take the numbers of what we have offshore, what we have under our own soil, what we have in proximity, both in Canada and Mexico, more than enough for us to be sustaining ourselves for years, decades, a long time. Certainly,
and a good majority of our oil does come from Mexico or South America, not the Middle East like people do believe.
Right. But we still have, what goes on in the Middle East because of the international markets affects, it blows up the values around the country. That's, I mean, around the world.
It's 20 to 30% from the Middle East.
Yeah. That's still too much. And even if we, you know, sticking closer to home, we have so much of it here. We go back to that simplistic question of why aren't we doing what we need to do. There is a suggestion, I got a kick out of this, over the weekend you may have seen a news story, suggesting that what the Republicans want to do will turn back the clock on the EPA from 12 to 20 years because of their regulations, over-regulations. It's hard, except with the tree huggers, and I say this lovingly, to get a handle on what is real here, because the studies on both sides are so exaggerated, it's almost impossible Absolutely. To know what really is the impact. I mean, there are some things that, yes, we all acknowledge and want to not foul up the air that we breathe, and we don't want to foul up the ground. But to go overboard as they have, that's really what the resistance is now. It's gone too far. Stop. Go back, take a look at what the real significant things are, fix those, deal with those, and stop getting in everybody's hair. That's kind of what this is all about. And so we all kind of grouse around a little bit and think, okay, what's best in this circumstance? What's best is to just stop and take some sort of assessment of where we are before we keep pushing forward, doing things that are very questionable. There's no question that these things, many of them, are questionable. Okay, Mike, good job. Hold on just a second. Appreciate the call. It's 13 before the hour on Good Day.
Can you get all-day pain relief without taking pills? Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps. Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol. No pills, no pain, just relief. And for joint or arthritis pain, try Thermacare in the red box. Just one Thermacare provides all-day arthritis pain relief to soothe joints, improve flexibility, and get you moving again. Look in this Sunday's paper for a $1 off coupon. Use as directed.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
Outgrow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Doug Steffen here with a question. Do your tired, achy feet ever stop you from doing what you want to do? If this sounds like a problem for you, then I want you to listen up for the next 60 seconds so you won't have to suffer anymore. You need to try Dr. Scholl's custom fit inserts. They're absolutely incredible. Here's what you do. You step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk. This revolutionary foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for your individual feet. That's all there is to it. Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics are guaranteed to work because they provide just the right combination of comfort and support to relieve your tired, achy feet. They're guaranteed to work or you'll get your money back. What could be better? Visit drscholls.com right now and find the closest store so you can try this out. Listen to your friend Doug Steffen. With Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics, you'll start feeling so much better and will start doing more.
Attention! Caribbean Cruise Line is giving away free cruises to the first 500 callers that register in your area. So get ready to write this number down and act fast. We know that the best type of traveler is a repeat guest, and we're so committed to this philosophy that we're giving away free cruises to prove it. That's right, a free cruise to the Bahamas, including your cabin, all your meals, a full spa, casino, live entertainment, three kids clubs, a kids water park, and more. Come see why we were recently named the best new Bahamas getaway cruise by Porthole Magazine. We're so sure you'll enjoy yourself and become a repeat customer that we're giving you this free cruise vacation for free. There's no catch. You're simply responsible for a small port fee, and your cruise is free. Just call 800-459-4061. That's 800-459-4061. It's over a $500 value, and it's yours free. So call now. 800-459-4061. That's 800-459-4061.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
If you want to have to.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9999. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They are not known for her singing ability. Michelle Pfeiffer from the fabulous Baker Boys. Her version of Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. Number one movie during this week in 1989. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here to give us the results of the weekend box office. I never understood this movie, Chuck. What did I miss here? I never got the... When it was being promoted, I saw she was in it. And I think... Bridges...
Well, the Bridges brothers, yeah. Jeff and Bo were in it.
Yeah, what was it about?
I believe it was about... That's a good question. I gotta say.
Brothers. It was about brother lounge singers, wasn't it?
Right, brother lounge singers, right. And she's his romantic interest. She's also...
She's his. There's two of them.
Both of them, I think, are fighting over her.
Yeah, really? That is correct. So you'd have to say that was one of her signature roles.
Really?
I think so.
I missed out on that. Oh, well, won't be the first time, nor will it be the last. Chuck Curry, ladies and gentlemen, who's got a great blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond. You might want to check that out. You can get to it fairly easily. Go to DougStefan.com, click on .com. There's a Freudian slip. just to get to Chuck Curry, click on to his picture and You're all set at DougStephan.com. All right, let's get to our contest, Richie. Number one movie during this week in 1985. I'm looking at the title. I'm clueless about this, but then I'm clueless about a lot of stuff. We'll all listen to the clues together and see if we get it. Here's the first one.
Yeah, I'm real sorry your mom blew up, Ricky.
Got it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Was this a John Hughes kind of movie?
Yes.
Usually stupid stuff like that you get.
This is classic. It's not
classic
stupid. It's
classic. Oh,
yeah.
Classic. Okay. 800-510-8255. You know what the movie is? You call us at that number and you get the swell prize if you haven't won before in Movie Moments. Chuck, did you get it from that clip?
No, I need another clip.
Next clip.
I want my $2!
Ah, that's the gimme.
God, I don't know this movie at all.
Chuck, you wouldn't know this movie.
No. Chuck, you got it now?
I still have it.
No, last clue.
I know it. I don't know it.
That's a real shame when folks be throwing away a perfectly good white boy like that.
Come on. Come on.
Number one movie during this week in 1985. Does that help you the year, Chucker? Apparently not.
I have an idea. I'm not 100% positive.
All right, 800-510-8255 for the movie. Chucker has box office totals right after this on Good Day.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx? When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
All right, so, Chucker, how do we do over the weekend as far as box office totals are concerned?
Sort of lackluster, except for one film. Hugh Jackman's Fighting Robots family film, Real Steel, opened number one, $27.3 million in business. It's a good opening, not a great one. Its budget was $125 million. Fan reaction was very strong, but Disney had to put a lot of money into marketing in the last week to get people into
theaters. Looks like a fun movie.
Yeah, I'm going to go see it this week. Its budget was $125 million. I don't know if you know this, but it was based on a short story by sci-fi writer Richard Matheson, who it was later translated into a Twilight Zone episode starring Lee Marvin. I like that episode a lot.
Huh.
George Clooney's political thriller, Eyes of the March, opened to a so-so $10.4 million. Clooney's a huge celebrity, but to be honest, he cannot open movies anymore.
Who?
Clooney.
Really?
He can open my movie.
Yeah, I don't think so. Alvin Hale, 9.1.
No, he can.
Moneyball, 4th, and 50-50 round out the top.
I don't agree with that at all. I think he's a big... I don't agree with that.
Well, I mean, the box office doesn't lie.
Ah, but this is one time. When's the last time you opened a movie and it didn't work?
But the budget was only $12 million, so it's actually not bad.
Yeah, come on.
All right, so Rich is calling from Washington, D.C. That movie was Better Off Dead, Doug.
Congratulations, Rich. You win the prize.
Cusack, yes.
Better Off Dead was the movie.